Her daycare client came up short.
I'm a single parent. I got into a new apartment. She helped me out.
Single parent, new apartment, that's your problem.
And a daycare employee.
Ashley finally texted me that she had given Janet the money.
With an even more questionable story.
She handed you money. How much money?
I didn't open the envelope to count it.
What did you do with it?
I put it in my purse.
And then?
It fell out of my purse.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Daycare provider Susan Newman is suing her former client, Ashley Stiles, and Ashley's current daycare provider, Janet Hines, for fees and assault.
Order. All rise. That's case number 31 on the calendar, the matter of Newman versus Stiles Hines.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Newman, you ran a daycare center for how long?
26 years.
And how long did Ms. Hines work for you?
From 2007, and then from 2011, she worked full-time.
To when you closed the facility?
Yes.
And when did you close the facility?
On March 9th of 2018.
It is your claim that Ms. Stiles, who had a baby at your daycare center, owes you for daycare.
Yes, ma'am.
Among other things, let's take care of that first. From what period of time to what period of time are you alleging that Ms. Stiles had her baby in your daycare center?
Goldie started on October 31st at 9 days old.
October 31st, 2017.
2017.
And when did she leave your daycare?
On 3/9/2018, when I closed.
So far, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you had a payment schedule worked out with Ms. Newman?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the payment schedule?
That when I got my tax return, that I would pay for the daycare provision that she provided.
So you weren't paying her?
No.
So you didn't pay her November, December,
No, I think I paid until maybe December, but it was when I got into my new apartment in January, and I mean, it was just, I'm a single parent, I got into a new apartment, she helped me out.
Single parent, new apartment, that's your problem.
Right, absolutely.
That's your problem.
Absolutely.
So that you made an agreement with her, Ms. Stiles,
yes,
that if she cut you a little slack,
yes,
and continued to take care of your baby so that you could work,
yes,
that you would pay her all at once when you got your tax return,
yes,
which you were expecting.
Yes.
And which you did, in fact, receive.
Yes, ma'am.
And did you pay her?
No, ma'am.
Well, then you owe her.
I guess I just don't agree with that, so I apologize.
Well, I don't care what you agree with. You brought your baby to her facility. You had a contract with her.
Right.
Your contract was for daycare. You were at the daycare until the day she closed.
Right.
You said, if you cut me a little slack, I will pay you when I get my tax return. On what date did you get your tax return?
I want to say that it was...
I don't want to say. On what date did you get your tax return? Let's start out with month.
March.
Beginning, middle, or end?
I want to say middle.
So you got your tax return after the facility closed?
Yes, ma'am.
How much did you owe her up until March 9th?
$860.
Is that correct?
No, it was actually $780.
That's what you owe her. Now, the next part of your complaint has to do with an assault.
Yes.
Who do you claim assaulted you?
Janet Hines and her daughter.
Well, she's not here.
Right.
What did Ms. Hines do to you, when and under what circumstances?
On the 14th of March, Ashley finally texted me that she had given Janet the money because I didn't deserve it because
Reason, she's full of baloney.
Okay.
Okay. She took advantage.
Okay. So anyway, I walked over to Janet's house, five doors down, and I wedged myself in the door once she opened it so that she wouldn't slam it in my face.
Why did you do that?
That's ridiculous. Because I knew she'd slam the door in my face.
Well, that's ridiculous. Why would you, Ms. Newman, you're not a stupid woman.
We were best friends for years, and I thought she was going to give me the money.
Well, why didn't you just call her and say, or text her and send her an email or send something else? Why did you go over there, wedge yourself in her door?
I knew they would slam the door in my face because Olivia was already coming out at me.
I don't want to hear that. She owes you $780. Okay. You have a counterclaim. Who has a counterclaim? What for?
For...
Nonsense.
No, ma'am. It's for harassment, for assault on myself and my daughter.
You mean on that same day?
Yeah, it was on the 15th, actually. It was on the Thursday, the 15th, at 1 o'clock.
Do either one of you have police reports?
Yes.
Either one of you have medical reports?
He refused medical. I only have a photograph. I do have a photograph if you want.
What is this? Suspected assault victim and caused injury. Suspect fled the scene. Listen.
I have pictures, Your Honor.
You both have pictures. You both acted ridiculously. I think you're ridiculous for going over there. Ridiculous. Do you understand?
Yes,
if you have an issue, and if you think that your former best friend did something that she wasn't going to be happy responding to you with in person, then what you do is you file a lawsuit like you just did.
Yes, Your Honor.
Yeah, you don't go over there at your age confrontationally, and you don't respond to her that way. It's ridiculous. Did Miss Stiles give you any money?
She handed me money.
Just a second.
Yes.
She handed you money. How much money?
I didn't open the envelope to count it.
What did you do with it?
I put it in my purse.
And then?
It fell out of my purse at a Home Depot, or Lowe's actually, and the situation was that all the parents there at the daycare had donated to help me start the daycare at my house.
Do you know that I don't believe a word you just said to me? Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $780. Against you, you're done. That's it.
Thank you, Donna.
Why is that excused? You may step out.
Mrs. Newman proceeded to strangle my daughter.
I slapped her
to mind her own business and let us all go on with our lives.
I hope Janet rots in hell.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Langley versus Stanley. Step forward.
Jason Langley is suing his former landlord, Clifford Stanley, for the return of his security deposit and the money he spent to fix up Clifford's home.
Mr. Langley, let me see if I understand and remember the complaint that you filed. You and your wife rented a house from Mr. Stanley. When did you rent the house?
2013.
And there came a time when you and your wife separated. She left the house.
Yes.
When was that?
September of 2017.
And at that time, it was going to be a struggle for you to maintain the house yourself, and you advised Mr. Stanley. You and Mr. Stanley came up with some sort of an agreement, and that agreement was that you could pay less in rent.
Correct.
And Mr. Stanley could stay there a couple of days a week.
No, Your Honor.
What was the agreement?
That he would agree to it for 2 months and we would revisit the situation.
Agree to what for 2 months?
The reduction in rent.
To what?
He agreed upon $1,000.
And what had you been paying?
$1,325.
And there was no suggestion that he could stay there?
After this agreement was made, no, Your Honor.
Is that correct, Mr. Stanley?
No, Your Honor.
You agreed to reduce the rent by $325 a month. Why?
He brought it up to my attention that he could not pay the $1,325.
Right.
So we came to an agreement of $1,000, as long as two conditions was met. Number one, that I could stay at least one night a week whenever I could make it down.
Did you, in fact, stay there one night a week?
Yes, 3 or 4 weeks, not every week.
Okay, and what was the second condition?
Second condition, that he would give me a helping hand of cleaning the yard.
In any event, you stayed, you paid the $1,000 until when?
We moved out November 18th of 2017. My kids and I.
And you want your security deposit back?
Yes, Your Honor.
How much was your security deposit?
$1,275.
Now, the ball is in your court, Mr. Stanley, as to explain to me why he doesn't get his security deposit back.
The repairs had to be done by a contractor.
Well, you have to demonstrate to me that the people who were living there for 4 years caused damage that was not normal wear and tear.
In our agreement with the initial lease, he was supposed to use J-hooks in the walls to hang his pictures and stuff. He did not. He put screws with lags in them.
So he had to take out the mollies and put in stuff. Forget
right.
it.
Right, understand.
4 years you're living there. It's nonsense so far. Get serious, Mr. Stanley.
He also had damage in the walls that he tried to patch himself and was not acceptable to just paint over them to make them presentable.
I would like you to show me a picture of that.
Sure.
Something that you didn't see before when you arranged for him after you were staying there one night a week. In what year did you give him $1,275?
For the first couple of years, Your Honor.
What do you mean for the first couple of years?
The rent had gone up a little bit after a few years.
Did you put that money in an interest-bearing account, Mr. Stanley?
Yes, Your Honor. It was a regular savings account.
Okay. And do you have an end statement on that savings account?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
I'd like to take a look at it.
The top one is 2013. The bottom one is 2018, Your Honor.
How much is it?
The last statement, Your Honor, has $1,720 on it.
With interest?
Yes.
Okay. Any other damage you want to show me, sir?
Yes, Your Honor. He didn't leave the place clean. I had to get the carpet cleaned.
Just show me the pictures. I want to see pictures, sir. of what you say is they were there for 4 years. I want you to show me pictures of what you say is something other than normal wear and tear.
The only carpet I have is
picture
in the...
Pictures. Keep going.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How many pets did you see?
A large dog. In the lease, it stated he could have one small dog.
Just a second. So you saw that he had been violating the lease when you stayed there?
Yes.
What's next?
And later today.
So you were receiving $50 a month, at least from July until December?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Well, that money belongs to her. You understand that? Money's not for you. He's not paying you money. He's paying child support.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jason Langley says his former landlord, Clifford Stanley, owes for the return of his security deposit and the money he spent to fix up Clifford's home.
Keep going.
He had three pets. He was only supposed to have one.
1720.
The dog.
You were there. Listen to me. When you stayed there one night a week for 3 or 4 weeks, how many pets did you see?
I only saw one. One at that time, and it was a large dog. In the lease, it stated he could have one small dog.
Just a second. So you saw that he had been violating the lease when you stayed there?
Yes.
1720. What's next?
Well, the dog caused...
Next!
He damaged the linoleum floor at the...
Picture. Mr. Stanley, when you rent somebody a house and they're living there for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and they're living there with children, there's going to be normal stuff that you as a landlord are going to have to take care of. You've been collecting the rent over a four-year period, and he was faithful in paying his rent.
I understand
that. You have $1,720 of his money. Sometimes it's unpleasant to have to give money back, but you have to give money back because that's what security deposit is. And if you're aware of a situation that's where in the lease is being breached because he has a large dog instead of a small dog, you don't live there. You live there for days and say to him, you have to get rid of that dog because the dog is not allowed to be there. You can only have a small dog. You didn't say that to him, did you?
No, I did not, Your Honor.
1720. Stop wasting my time. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I'm just glad she was able to see it our way.
Didn't clean up at all in the kitchen.
My mother and I spent about 2 weeks or so cleaning the house and bleach cleaning everything.
I guess keep my documentation better.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Banning versus Gamroth. Step forward.
Catherine Banning is suing her ex-sister-in-law, Beverly Gamroth, for money owed for clothes, school supplies, and her son's orthodontist bill.
Miss Banning, Miss Gamroth is your brother's ex-wife.
Yes, ma'am.
They have one son who lives with you.
Yes, ma'am.
How old is he?
Almost 15.
And how long has he lived with you?
Since July 25th of 2017.
And is your claim that Miss Gamroth and you agreed that she would pay certain expenses for him?
Yes, ma'am.
And she hasn't done so?
Correct.
One of the arguments that you make is that your brother sends support for him.
Yes.
And that support certainly shouldn't go to Miss Gamroth. It should certainly go to the person who was actually taking care of him.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Miss Gamroth, how do you support yourself?
I have service-connected disability.
Are you receiving disability?
Yes, ma'am.
How much do you receive from disability?
$269 a month.
What else do you do?
I get food stamps, and that's about it.
Who do you live with?
I have a fiancé and my two little girls.
Is Miss Banning's brother the father of those two girls?
No, ma'am.
Do you receive child support for him from his father?
Yes, ma'am.
How much?
$81 a week.
And how long have you been receiving $81 a week?
I started receiving the full amount in December.
Of 2017?
Yes, ma'am.
How much were you receiving prior to that?
Only $50 a month.
So you were receiving $50 a month, at least from July of 2017 until December?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Well, that money belongs to her.
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that? This money's not for you. He's not paying you money. He's paying child support.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
You make $9.50 an hour. And what you want me to accept as factual is that you loaned the defendant $6,000.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that I'm having trouble with that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Catherine Banning is suing her ex-sister-in-law, Beverly Gamroth, for money owed for clothes, school supplies, and her son's orthodontist bill.
Okay, rough calculations is about $2,100 that she's received so far from your brother.
Correct.
That belongs to you.
Understood. I have contact with her on Facebook records here where she stated that she was actually getting an extra $300 a month.
What do you mean an extra $300?
According to her, she said that she had a Rely card that would give me an extra $300 in my pocket. And I asked her what a Rely card was, and she said that that's where she gets the child support put on.
My calculations are weekly calculations at $81 a week since the 1st of December, and monthly calculations at $50 a week since the time the child came to live with you. That all comes to about $2,100.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the other things that the child needs, such as orthodontist's work and other things, since she's not working, I suggest you get in touch with your brother.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,100. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I think she was fair in what was decided.
She should have been doing this all along.
I'm just glad this is all done.
I feel like she kind of blames me for the situation.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Watkins versus Cole. Step forward.
Sonia Watkins is suing her former friend, Emily Cole, for an unpaid loan for cosmetic surgery.
Ms. Watkins, what do you do for a living?
I was a certified nurse's assistant. Now I'm just a companion.
How much do you get paid an hour?
$8.75.
Prior to that, how much were you earning?
$9.50.
Who do you live with?
My daughter.
Does she have children?
Yes, she does.
How many?
One.
What kind of car accident were you in and where?
I was in an automobile accident just after Thanksgiving in 2016.
And you settled a claim against the other driver?
Against the insurance company, yes.
Against the insurance company. And how much money did you get?
A little over $2,700.
So let me understand this. You live in a house with your daughter. You make $9.50 an hour.
Yes.
And what you want me to accept as factual is that you loaned the defendant $6,000 for her to go and get her face done out of the country. That's what you want me to believe?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you understand that I'm having trouble with that? I mean, I'm having trouble with this whole case. Now that I'm getting the background, because, gee, that's a lot of money for somebody to loan somebody else, even a friend, to go get their face done. And what you said in your complaint was that you had just gotten a large settlement from a car accident, and you transferred $6,000 to her, bank. But you only got $2,700 from the settlement from the car accident.
Correct.
And so you take care of yourself. You have a daughter. You have a granddaughter. They all live with you, and you make $8.35 an hour. You explain to me, so a way that I'm going to understand it, where you got the $6,000 from to loan her.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I received a settlement.
$2,700.
Yes, ma'am. Someone that I considered a friend, more like a sister.
I know you have a script.
Yes, ma'am.
That you're going to tell me that's consistent with your complaint.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay. I asked you where you got the money from.
I got it from my lawsuit with the insurance company as a
that
settlement.
That was $2,700.
Yes, ma'am.
You said to me that you loaned her $6,000. Tell me where you got the $6,000 from.
From that lawsuit.
I tell you what we do, Ms. Watkins.
Mm-hmm.
You go tell a judge. Where do you come from? What jurisdiction?
Missouri.
Missouri. You go find a judge in Missouri that you're going to convince this story to. I don't get it. I've asked you three times where you got the $6,000 from. Three times you said you got $2,700 from the insurance company.
Yes, ma'am.
And you lent her put your hand down. And you lent her $6,000. I said, where did you get the $6,000 from? You said, I got it from the settlement from the insurance company.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodbye. We're done.
We're done. The money that you're putting.
We
you
are.
$2,700.
D-O-N-E. Done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It was a loan. I was supposed to get the loan back at the beginning of the year.
She was in there lying, so I guess judge saw it.
I had no reason to believe that I wouldn't get it back.
I'm done. I've been done.